Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As a successful career woman, Joy Soa fought hard for her independence. Until the day she decided to give it all up for a handsome stranger.
Bryant was very attractive. It was just an immediate connection.
She was just head over heels. They just seemed to go together so well.
But the consequences of Joyce's decision would cut deep.
You would think this could never happen to someone like her.
And Joyce would soon find herself fighting for something else altogether.
I thought, this guy is crazy.
I never would have dreamed that he would have tried something like this, ever.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. In 2002, Joy Soa was the perfect example of an independent woman who had successfully climbed the career ladder in the nation's capital.
I had worked with the Secret Service, and then I moved to Treasury, and I became the chief of staff to three different political appointees there. I had the most rewarding career in the government. I was making very good money.
The vivacious 53-year-old had never been married, instead choosing to dedicate her life to her career. That summer, Joyce was set to retire by the end of the year and was looking forward to enjoying the fruits of her labor.
I was living in a townhouse in Alexandria, and I wanted to move. I was really looking for an investment property.
As Joyce cruised through her neighborhood one day that August, she noticed a real estate sign for new homes being built nearby.
I found the name of the agent and left a message, called me back. And we talked for a bit.
Hey, I just got your message that you're interested in one of the houses.
He sounded so cute. And it was just an immediate connection that I felt with him.
His name was Bryant Parker. And as they set up a meeting, Joyce couldn't help but feel some undeniable magnetism at play.
He said he would come over and show me the houses. I was really excited about meeting him.
When Bryant arrived, Joyce was pleased to see his face matched his voice.
I opened the door and I thought, oh gosh, he's gorgeous.
Are you ready to go look at your new house?
Let's
go do it.
I am.
I'll tell you what. I'll drive.
When Joyce mentioned that she was interested in purchasing a country home as well, Bryant told her he'd be happy to help with her search.
I wanted to buy a house in Middleburg because I was always into the horse scene and I'd go to the races. And it was like a 40-minute drive from my townhouse.
I'm going to find you that perfect place. Okay.
From there, the pair spoke daily about real estate. And it wasn't long before those chats morphed into marathon conversations about their lives.
You're reading my mind.
She was very interested in him. He had an outgoing personality. You know, he was in sales. And they just seemed to go together so well.
So one night, Joyce took a chance and invited Bryant over for dinner.
Then we had a bottle of wine. We just sat there and had a blast.
Although, Joyce was disappointed to learn that Bryant was only recently separated from his wife of 16 years, with whom he had a 12-year-old son.
He didn't want to separate from his wife because he had a son. His soon-to-be ex-wife was moving up to Pennsylvania. I didn't want to date somebody that was just separated because it takes a while to go through it. And so I was really leery about that.
But Joyce remained encouraged by the fact that Bryant seemed to want to see her more frequently.
He was coming over for dinner once a week. I could just feel the heat from his body. I was just really attracted to him.
Joyce was especially overjoyed when one night after dinner, Bryant finally made a move.
It was just like night and day between kissing anybody else.
From that moment on, all uncertainty vanished. And in the fall of 2002, when Bryant helped Joyce close on her beloved country home, the two were inseparable.
Bryant seemed like a pretty nice guy. And Joyce seemed to be happy. And I respected him because he was with Joyce.
The physical, the emotional, the spiritual, just everything was there.
Well, she knew what she wanted.
I thought, I am falling in love with him.
But Joyce had no idea that she'd given her heart to a ticking time bomb, and her future with Bryant would explode in a horrific conclusion she never saw coming.
I was in total shock. I could not believe it.
I thought, who does that?
The blood just started pouring, and the look on his face was horrid.
In the fall of 2002, Joyce Soa was excited to start sharing her life with Bryant Parker.
We just had so much fun. I wasn't sure if I wanted to get married to him, but I knew that we would somehow be together.
Still, Joyce couldn't help but notice that his relationship with his soon-to-be ex-wife was becoming problematic.
No, don't tell me to calm down. I'm not mad.
They would get in these violent arguments over the phone.
No, it's not okay. That's my son. What the hell is wrong with you?
He was going through a very rough separation.
No, it's not easy.
I was being very understanding. I told him, you need to work things out with her so that you have a mutual understanding about seeing your son. And things calmed down a lot.
When Christmas rolled around, Joyce vowed to get into the holiday spirit, until Bryant dropped a bombshell.
I'd scheduled a Christmas party, and he tells me he can't make it. And I said, what do you mean?
It's our first Christmas together.
My ex wants me to spend some time with my son, so I'm gonna go see him.
Joyce was uncomfortable with Bryant staying at his ex's, but didn't want to deny him the chance to see his son.
I understand. You should go.
This is the typical thing that people go through when they're going through a separation.
But when Bryant decided to go back to his ex's on Valentine's Day, Joyce couldn't help but wonder if something more was going on.
Just go.
I had called a dear friend of mine, and I said, Bryant went to where his ex-wife was living on Valentine's Day. I said, do you think he had sex with her?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, oh my God.
2 days later, Bryant returned.
Bryant, did you sleep with your ex?
And I looked him in the eye, and he said yes. I was just totally devastated. I didn't say anything. I picked up my purse, and I went into work. He tried to call me on my cell phone, which I wouldn't answer.
That night, Joyce stayed at her townhouse in Alexandria. She refused to take the dozens of calls from Bryant explaining the alleged encounter, but she knew she couldn't ignore him forever.
He said, I need to explain what happened.
I fell for it.
I'm so sorry.
I know they had the son together, but he was dating Joyce. I mean, he shouldn't have been doing that. That was wrong.
It'll never happen again.
He said it was over with her. He said, I told her I was coming back to you for good.
To prove it, Bryant told Joyce he wanted to get married after his divorce was finalized in 2 months.
I love you, Joyce.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Perhaps against her better judgment, Joyce found herself relenting.
He had a good job, and we just had so much fun. I knew he was the one. And so at that point, we decided to get married.
When I found out she was getting married, I thought it was going very fast, but she was ready, and Joyce has always known what she wants.
The couple decided to tie the knot that April, once Bryant was officially divorced and Joyce was due to retire from the government. But the day before their wedding, Bryant came home with some bad news.
They fired me.
Bryant was working through a real estate company that worked with the builder. And he got in an argument with the builder.
We had a difference of opinion about money.
Joyce decided to look at the positive side. Maybe it was all a blessing in disguise.
I had my retired pay and I had gone to a consulting firm where I was making actually very good money. So what we decided is to let him set up a real estate office.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
The next day, after 9 months together, the two exchanged vows in a small private ceremony.
Oh, I was thrilled. We had decided to get married in the house, and when you opened up the front window, it had a view of this farm, and it was just gorgeous.
That July, the newlyweds celebrated their union with a lavish trip to London, and Joyce was more than happy to cover the cost. But as soon as they returned, it seemed the honeymoon was definitely over when Joy saw an entirely different side to her husband.
I didn't know that he was capable of something like that.
He was completely crazy.
You're so stupid.
He was like Jekyll and Hyde.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In the summer of 2004, Joyce Soa was happy to help her new husband, Bryant Parker, start his own real estate company after he was fired from his job.
I paid the rent. I bought him the computer. I spent $25,000 setting up the office.
But despite her help, it seemed as if a switch had flipped in Brian's personality, starting with his work ethic.
He never sold one house, never sold a piece of property. He wasn't making any money. We started arguing. Because, well, I was paying for everything. I wasn't making enough money to keep up with the bills. I was horrified. I thought, now what are we going to do?
Joyce was starting to seriously worry about her husband, especially after 2 years, when Bryant's real estate business flopped entirely.
Bryant was really drinking a lot. He got depressed. His self-worth had gone down. I could tell that he wasn't happy.
Joyce struggled to support Bryant over the next few years as he bounced from one job to the next. But his excessive drinking was beginning to take its toll.
He was verbally abusive with me. He would call me names.
You're such a cow. You're so stupid.
He would yell at me and scream. And, you know, he apologized, but then the drinking continued.
Desperate to set her husband straight, on December 1st, 2009, Joyce told Bryant that she wanted a separation.
I said,
I'm giving you a year.
Clean up your act. Quit drinking. Find a good job. I said, you gotta just take care of yourself and do what you need to do.
Fine,
Bryant moved out of the house and in with family members.
I was happy that she had kicked him out, but she looked frail, lost a lot of weight. I was very concerned.
But by the following year, it was clear their separation was not having the effect on Bryant that Joyce had hoped.
He was drinking even more. He had no money.
That September, Bryant admitted himself to a local psychiatric ward in Virginia. Though she was proud of Bryant's decision to enter rehabilitation, Joyce wasn't sure their marriage could be saved.
I always believed that you stay in a marriage. But I'd gone through all the abuse, all the drinking. He just had changed so much. I decided I was going ahead with divorce.
In November 2011, after he was discharged from the psychiatric ward, Joyce finally felt Bryant was strong enough to move forward with divorce proceedings.
He called me up and he started screaming at me.
What is this, Joyce? What is this you just sent me?
And then he said, I don't want a divorce.
No, it's time.
I am not signing.
I could tell he was drunk. And he just started screaming at me again.
You can kiss my goodbye. You're a piece of
Either he was crying uncontrollably and saying how he missed her so much. Or you can go to hell. I don't need you.
I'll find somebody else.
It was phenomenal, the number of calls.
So finally, one day, I picked up the phone. He said he wanted to come see me about the divorce.
At the very least, Bryant told Joyce he could help her prepare the house for the winter by chopping wood and turning off the pipes.
I didn't know how to do that stuff, and I said, yeah, come on up, let's work around the house.
After 8 years of marriage, Joyce agreed to one last meeting on December 1st, 2011, just 1 month before their divorce would be final.
He told me he had cleaned up his act.
I'm off the booze.
He said, I have nothing.
I have nothing without you.
I said, I just can't do it anymore.
You know, Bryant, I really hope we can be friends.
But our marriage is over.
I understand.
It was getting dark. And so he didn't turn off the faucets. He didn't help me cut wood. And he said, well, the next day he would help me.
Joyce went to sleep feeling as though she may have made some headway with Bryant.
I opened up my eyes and he was standing over me with a knife.
What are you doing?
And what Bryant did next would change Joyce's life forever.
Hello, this is 911.
I killed my wife.
In the early morning of December 2nd, 2011, Joyce Soa woke to her worst nightmare.
What are you doing?
He was silent, and The look on his face was horrid.
What are you doing?
It felt like a brick had just slammed into me. I couldn't breathe. I reached over and grabbed the phone. I dialed 911.
My husband's killing me!
And when I said that, he stabbed me in the back.
You're not gonna leave me!
I mean, he was out to kill me. I don't know how, but I got the knife away from him, and then I knew I had to get away.
I killed my wife.
Okay, sir, stay on the phone with me.
Strangely, Bryant did as the 911 operator instructed, holding a cloth on Joyce's chest wound to stop the bleeding.
He could have run away, but he knew that she had implicated him.
Police, let me see your hands! Let me see your hands!
Police immediately arrested Bryant, charging him with attempted first-degree murder, as EMTs work to frantically save Joyce's life.
I need a helicopter right away.
They flew her to a trauma center, and they were able to save her life.
When Joyce finally awoke after major surgery, she was told the knife had missed her heart by inches.
It collapsed my lungs. I was not only bleeding to death, but I couldn't breathe. I'm really lucky to be alive.
I was in total shock. I didn't know that he was violent, that he was capable of something like that.
As Joyce's body healed, she struggled to make sense of Brian's actions, despite glimpses of his anger over the years with her and his ex-wife.
He was just verbally abusive. I never, ever would have dreamed that he would have tried something like this, ever.
On September 4th, 2013, after three failed attempts to be found mentally unfit for trial, Bryant Parker accepted a plea deal and pled guilty to one count of malicious wounding.
I didn't think he was mentally ill. I think, honestly, it was to get whatever he thought it was still in his name. Because he was broke, he had no money, and the divorce was going to be final in January.
She was his meal ticket. He didn't have to work. He had this beautiful house. And then when he realized it was going to be all over, he was desperate.
I think he thought, kill her, I'll get off, you know, mental illness. I think he knew what he was doing.
On October 1st, 2013, Bryant Parker was sentenced to 20 years in prison with 4 years suspended.
That 4 years suspended was because he put the cloth on her to stop the bleeding, which might have contributed to saving her life.
Whatever made Bryant snap, Joyce knew for sure she'd witness the slow descent of a madman.
I was very angry. I had put up with Bryant losing every job, not contributing any income, drinking. He was a bum, and he had bled me dry.
In the years since she was attacked, Joyce has remained on disability and still suffers from PTSD.
Every day, I woke up. First thing in my mind was the stabbing, that he tried to murder me. I was lost for 2 full years. I didn't know what to do with myself.
She always have been a strong woman. I think that is prevailing now. She's getting stronger.
Now, Joyce has found a way to channel her experience as a domestic abuse victim's advocate.
I speak about once a month, and I relive everything that happened to me so that people can learn from my mistakes.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.